Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. And let me tell you, people, what a weekend of sports. College football was absolutely crazy. Utah-USC was an awesome football game. I'm sure my partner caught that one. And I'm sure he saw ASU and Washington, which was crazy too, because how in the hell was ASU playing them so well? I don't have no clue on that one. But hey, college football is in full throttle. Obviously, Ohio State gets it done against Penn State, and I was absolutely pulling for that kid from Penn State because Ohio State overlooked him. Drew Allen, and you know what? He had a rough go at it, so feel bad for the kid. But ultimately, man, Ohio State, as much as I hate to say it, they seem like they're a pretty good football team, Mike Wilson. But, man, oh, man. And then, obviously, hey, man, I don't want to forget about this stuff, right? We got the baseball happening right in our backyard. The D-backs are down 3-2, but amazing that they're at where they're at. And then, obviously, Astros and Texas, they're the same way now, but going back to Astroland. So, a lot to get into, Mike. Everybody, right back with our professor of sports, John Polker. Keep it close, everybody.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. We're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We're going to talk some baseball. We're going to probably get some hockey in there as well. But quite frankly, good morning, John, first and foremost. But
I just got to say,
I feel like these series have been anything but predictable, okay? Like, when you think about how the D-backs and the Phillies are where they're at, right? And you think about where the Rangers and where the Astros are at now, it's like, wow, like, the Astros were getting their butts handed to them, right? And then all of a sudden, they're handing it to Texas, right? Like, Philadelphia handed it to the D-backs for the first couple games, and then the D-backs came back and got a couple games, and people were starting to feel really good here in the Valley, and like, oh, we're 2 games away. Like, I don't get why these people do that, but they do. I don't get it, but hey, it is what it is. But my point is, John, is like, this has been pretty exciting when you really think about it, but I think it's been exciting in like weird ways. What say you?
Yeah, great assessment. I guess the only thing we can say that was predictable was that when we talked this time last week, we talked about both of these series probably being 6 or 7 game series, and obviously now that's going to be the case because the scores are 3-2 in both series. So it's been unpredictable, but what I found really interesting here, and I mean, I can look at this through a very neutral lens because none of the teams that I follow are involved at this point, so I'm strictly a neutral observer, but I sit back and I look at this and I think that in every one of these games, we have seen something along the lines of great power, great defense, great pitching, timely hitting, aggressive baseball, interesting baseball, diversions in terms of this game, the game on Friday night between Houston and Texas. I know an incident there that I feel turned that game around for probably the wrong reasons. But we've seen a little bit of everything in these two particular series. And but the other thing that really frustrates me is it tells me something about the state of baseball. After saying all of these great things about these series, I look at a game where we're into the fourth game of the second last series of the year, and neither team can come up with a legitimate starting pitcher to start what is obviously a key game at that point in the series, that point in the season. What does that tell us about the quality of players that we have in Major League Baseball now? And if there was ever an advert for no further expansion, I think that probably would be it.
You know, I just have a quick statement because I know Mike wants to jump in here. And I saw your tweet the other day, and you saw my response, I'm sure, to what you said. And I said, basically, it's win at all costs, right? And it doesn't – you can't think about the next day because at the end of the day, John, if the Diamondbacks didn't get that game, then the series would have been over last night, right? Their hands were tied. Like, they had to do what they had to do in that moment. I get what you're saying, though. I do understand it. But we're at the point where it's win or go home. So I think to a certain degree, you know, like analytics, I feel like to a certain degree, this is where Torrey Lovello said, you know what, I'm doing this on feel. I'm not doing this on what the book tells me to do. And quite frankly, I respect the hell out of Torrey Lovello, man. Like, this guy has done a great job. And the fact that the D-backs are where they're at in general, I'm sorry, but, like, I don't think this was expected by anybody. So, at the end of the day, the fact that they are where they are, it's fantastic. The Phillies are just, they're just good, man. They're built to win, John.
They are, and at the right time of year. And, you know, you talk about analytics, and I had a thought yesterday that, we talk about all these analytics and, you know, they don't want a starting pitcher to see a team, a lineup for the third time through in a game because there's too much familiarity. But you look at a seven-game series over a two-week period, and how many times do we see teams trot out the same relievers against the same opposition hitters 2 or 3 days in a row? Isn't that familiarity? I'd love to know what the stats are that compare those two situations, because to me, that's just as much familiarity as it is a starting pitcher seeing a batting order for the third time.
Hey, I hate to do this one more time, Mike, but listen, think about BK Kim back in the day for the Diamondbacks, right? Like, he was lights out, and then all of a sudden they put him out there too much, and then people got a beat on him. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's funny John brings that up because I was thinking roughly the same thing last night. So, good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
Look, I mean, hey, we got some players in these playoffs still that are just, to me, they're just carrying the team. Speak to how Altuve is just kind of, he just seems like he just puts that team on his back. He makes the plays. He gets the hits when they need it. And then, you can't say enough about what Bryce Harper and even Kyle Schwarber has been doing. I mean, they've been hitting just some bombs in terms of, you know, home runs, hits, just being that alpha dog on the team. So just speak to those three players and their influence on their teams.
Well, there's no question that Altuve is the heart and soul of the Houston Astros, certainly from a batting standpoint. You know, he's proof of the fact that you don't have to be big to play this game. He's obviously a tremendous player. To your point, gets key hits. I think he was 0-for-4 before he got that home run in the ninth inning on Friday night. He delivered in some pretty tough circumstances, you know, not only the game-winning run, but at that point a home run that put them ahead when they were down by two and, quite frankly, looked like they were going to get buried an inning before you know, Texas in the bottom of the eighth inning, up by two, had two on, nobody out, and then we had that little fracas with Abreu and you know, Garcia, and you kind of thought at that point that this was Texas' game to take and to win, and then Altuve came up, and two great pinch-hitting spots ahead of Altuve, that he came up and hit the three-run homer. The guy makes the plays defensively. I think to say he carries the team on his back is probably a pretty good comment, although there are some other guys on that team that are playing awfully well. And Houston's doing this with some of their better players not having the greatest of postseasons. And, you know, this is what the team is all about. Moving over to Philadelphia, you know, you're right, Harper and Schwarber. I mean, it just looks like a home run derby the way these two guys are going up there trying to better each other every time they go up. But let's not forget about Zach Wheeler in that Philly lineup, too. Two great pitching performances in this series. Phillies won three games. He's won two of them. That tells me something about Zach Wheeler. right now might be the best pitcher still going in baseball in the postseason at this time of year. He's become an ace very quickly, and I think he solidified that position with his postseason performance.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball postseason, obviously NL and ALCS. Okay, so if there is, in your mind, I guess my question is this. Is it the Astros playing the Phillies, or is there some way the Rangers can go get two like they did in the beginning of this series, and is there some way in hell that the Diamondbacks can get a game or two in Philadelphia the way that that crowd is, or is it Astros and Phillies?
Well, logic and mathematics would tell you it's Astros and Phillies because they're up 3-2, so all they got to do is win one of two games. The Texas-Houston series is very puzzling because it's been a completely road win series. First five games have all been won on the road. Kind of like the Astros and the Washington Nationals in the World Series 3 or 4 years ago. That was a seven-game series where the road team won all the games. Houston's been good on the road all year. They've been less than stellar at home. If Texas can get their bats going and they have Eovaldi going in Game 6, they have a chance to tie that series. I think there's a better chance of Texas coming back against Houston than there is of the Diamondbacks coming back in Philadelphia, because the two games in Philadelphia, Games 1 and 2 in that series, were very one-sided. And the Diamondbacks have to put that out of their mind very quickly and very definitely in Game 6 to get back in that series. But they've got the problem of Nola pitching for the Phillies in Game 6, and he's not an easy pitcher to overcome either. So I'd have to say that my money would be on the Phillies if I was a betting man. The Astros-Rangers, still a little bit of a toss-up. At what point does that momentum change that the home team starts winning? The Astros hope, obviously, that that's the case.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I almost feel like that ballpark itself kind of leads to chaos, right, in general. Yeah. And I feel like the Phillies have a distinct home advantage where I don't necessarily feel that way about the Astros, obviously, when they gave up two right away in the beginning of the series. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to talk some hockey. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're hanging out with the professor of sports, John Poulter. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. Hanging out with our professor of sports right now, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So, quite naturally, we're going to talk some hockey with him. We just got done with baseball. All right, John. So, looking around the standings, right? Boston Bruins doing what they did last year, so it doesn't seem like things are affecting them, at least early, right? The Vegas Knights are out in front of everybody once again. They're making their mark, and you got the Avalanche playing well to get out of the gates a little bit. The Flyers, maybe that's a little bit of a shock, right? The Flyers leading the Metropolitan right now. All in all, I think right now I'm just going to say to a certain degree it's the usual suspects, right? And now we're getting a little bit of the older guys kind of bouncing in this thing, right? With the Flyers potentially being a team to look out for, maybe the Rangers again to look out for. So early on, what are your takes on NHL hockey, John?
Well, it's an interesting comment, Andy, because there is a lot of same old, as you've pointed out, with the Bruins and Vegas Golden Knights sort of jumping out to the prime teams from last year, jumping out quickly. There's also been some surprises, and you know, one of those surprises I think is the Detroit Red Wings, 4-1 in their first five games, trailing the Boston Bruins only because they've played five games and the Bruins have played four. Philadelphia, you've pointed out, very much a surprise in my book at 3-1-1. I don't have them picked as a playoff team. Columbus has been in the basement for a number of years. They're at 3-2, and all of a sudden they're sort of in third place in that division. And let's not get too blown away here by the fact that these teams are doing well or doing badly, because we're about five games into an 82-game schedule. So there's an awful lot of hockey still to be played. Even the Coyotes are looking a lot better. We've had a history with the Coyotes of them starting out slow and then trying to catch up. This year they've come out of the gate at 3-2, and you know, Vancouver Canucks beat Edmonton twice in the first two games. They find themselves in second place behind Vegas. You look at some of the down teams. I'm a little bit surprised at the Florida Panthers struggling at 2-3. I'm surprised at the Carolina Hurricanes. I guess that's the team I'm really surprised with. They're at 3-3 after six games. They've given up 30 goals. This is a team that has Stanley Cup aspirations. Giving up five goals a game that early in the season, you have to kind of wonder what's going on there. Pittsburgh's been a disappointment with all the signings and the stars that they have. New Jersey's been a disappointment. Minnesota has fallen away a little bit. I expected them to be right up there with Colorado and Dallas. And we talked about Edmonton very briefly, 1-3-1 in their first five games. And Connor McDavid left the game last night late in regulation with an apparent muscle injury. Still no word on what that is, if he's going to be out, and if he is going to be out, just how long he's going to be out. So it's a lot of same old, but you know, there's also a few surprises in there. And you know, as we talk in baseball, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, not as long a marathon as we see in baseball. But five games into an 82-game season, we are starting to see some trends, but I think it's very, very early to be assessing it on any long-term basis.
John, you know, look, like you said, it is a marathon. It's not a sprint. I mean, the season is long. It's arduous. you talked about some of the surprises. Are there surprises on the negative end for you that you're like, oh, I thought this team would get out the gate pretty quick, or I thought maybe they were better than they were than they're playing right now? But is there anything like on, and I hate to point out the negative in anything, but you know, we're 4, 5, 6 games in. What are some of those trends that you're starting to see with some of these teams?
Yeah, I think the two that I mentioned, two of the ones I mentioned, Mike, I think are the ones that really shocked me. Carolina, only 3-3, giving up 30 goals in 5 games. I mean, that's a team that, to me, is by far the best, on paper, is the best team in that division. A team that has very definite Stanley Cup aspirations and in my opinion, is very capable of winning the Stanley Cup. That's a real surprise. And, of course, the other big one is Edmonton at 1-3-1 after 5 games. They've given up 20 goals in 5 games. They're -7. And when you think about Edmonton, you think about high-scoring games. They've only scored 13 goals in 5 games, so that's less than 3. You expect more than 3 goals a game out of the Dreisaitl-McDavid combination, along with some of the other guys they've got there. Those would be the two biggest surprises in my book from a negative standpoint, Mike.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey. Hey, so we've talked about this Connor Bedard kid, right? And obviously the impact he's had for the Blackhawks. And I'm just curious your thoughts about maybe him becoming the new face of the NHL. And obviously I'm probably a little bit ahead of the curve on this. However, somebody's got to say it, right? Like, there's going to be a new face eventually. Is this kid, is he capable of handling that whole situation? I guess is my thought.
Yeah. No question. You know, Crosby will be retired long before Bedard hits his peak. McDavid, obviously, the face of the NHL right now, is only a few years older than Bedard. I think McDavid's about 25, 26. So he's obviously got a lot of good years ahead of him. I think probably Bedard and McDavid would be a real parallel. And I think, you know, we're probably looking, if Chicago can continue to surround Bedard with some players that are going to help him and protect him, and I don't mean from a physical standpoint, but just from him being a target and being the only scorer that Chicago has. I think it was 90 seconds into the game last night when he scored against Vegas. Beautiful wrist shot. He was fully open. The puck was on his stick and in the net all within a split second. And I saw him play here, not live, but on television on Monday night, and he didn't embarrass himself by any stretch of the imagination. I've seen him play probably all or part of 4 of the Blackhawks games so far. The one thing I have noticed that perhaps is the weakness in his game, and that just may be the fact that he is a boy playing against men and he's first time through the NHL, he doesn't appear to be as strong on faceoffs as a guy of his ability could be, should be, will be. That will come with time, but he's an incredible talent, and in terms of his personality, you watch him being interviewed, you watch his behavior on the ice, this is a very mature 18-year-old kid. Very much like Wayne Gretzky was very mature when he came in, very much like Crosby was mature when he came in, very much like McDavid was mature when he came in. So, you know, we're talking 3 great hockey players there. We're paralleling an 18-year-old kid to him. The sky is the limit. If he continues to play well and continues to stay healthy, that is going to be the key. But very much the next superstar in the NHL, in my opinion.
All right, John, I'm going to put you under the pressure a little bit. We got a little bit before the break. In your opinion, if you're going to start an organization with the best coach in the NHL, who are you going with and why?
The best coach that's coaching today?
Yep.
I would say probably John Cooper, and I say that from a number of reasons. Got a couple of Stanley Cups. He's also been to the finals at least one other time and lost. He's well respected by his players. He's well respected in the industry. He seems to be able to manage a changing roster because Tampa Bay has had salary cap issues. They've had to not strip it down, but they've certainly had to retool it more than once in the 9 or 10 years that he's been there. And he's got a reasonable number of years and a sample size for success, 9 or 10 years heading up a team, and they've always played well. So I think if I was handpicking a coach to start a team today, Cooper would probably be my pick, but there's some very good coaches in the NHL. But to me, Cooper has proven it with a number of different editions of the Tampa Bay Lightning over a 9 or 10 year sample size, which I think is a sufficient sample size to make that assessment.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey. Hey, John, in about 60 seconds or less, talk to us a little bit about Barry Melrose. As we all know, cancer has gotten the best of him, and he's retired now. So talk a little bit about Barry Melrose and his place in the NHL.
Well, his place in the NHL obviously has been post-playing. He played in the NHL for a number of years and was very much an average player. Was the coach of the Los Angeles Kings for a while in the Wayne Gretzky era. Got them to the Stanley Cup final, did a pretty decent job there. Had a couple of other coaching gigs where he did well. But to me, his real mark on this game has been his work as an analyst, primarily in the U.S. with ESPN and the other networks that have had the NHL contract at one time. Obviously, far too young to be, I think he's 67 years old. He's far too young to be afflicted with a condition like that. Somebody, should not have to go through that at any age, but certainly not at 67. I think he's had a big impact, but primarily post-playing career ending.
Great stuff, John, as always. We appreciate you. We'll catch up next week.
Yep. Take care, guys.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball and NHL hockey like nobody's business. That's why we have him for your listening pleasure, people. We got to take a break. We'll come back and get into some college football. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. Oh, man, Mike. Craziness happening on my end, brother. Sorry about that. Anyways, I do want to talk some college football with you, okay? And what we saw, at least what I saw, I don't know what you saw, but I'm seeing a lot of interesting things happening out on these football fields, bro. I am so at a loss for why these guys are going for fourth down so much. And they're doing it on, like, their own side of the 50 a lot.
Right.
I need some help understanding what is going on in today's football, bro. Because it seems like it's so offensive driven, right? That we kind of forget about what we're doing to our defensive side of the ball, right? And we're putting them in positions, and I'm not saying me and you, but teams are putting them their defenses in really bad positions. And then you have the opposite of that, okay, right? Like where it's fourth down and three and you're right by the goal line. What the hell happened to taking the freaking points, man? Instead of taking the points, you wind up turning it over on downs and losing all of that momentum. So I need a little help understanding what is going on in today's football, bro, because you're the football guy. What is going on? Talk to me, seriously.
Well, look, you and I are on the same page with this, and we both know that. I mean, like, it drives us nuts. And when we've had Ari Wolf on, I mean, he goes on around about Brandon Staley of the Chargers and, you know, his craziness that he does. To a certain extent, and I've heard different people talk about this, there are analytics that are attached to going for it on fourth down. But to me, it's just stupidity because I look at what you just said, Andy. These coaches are putting their defensive teams in hard to win situations. You're going for it on, you know, fourth and four on your own 36. No, you don't do that. You play field position. You let your defense get them three and out and pin them deep, and then you get the ball back and you can do it all over again. Or, like you said, you're going for it on fourth and three, fourth and four, or in fourth and goal, right? And you need 3 yards to get it in. I think these coaches are being a little too analytic-driven in terms of, you know, look, hey, the upside is we'll get a touchdown. Downside, you know, we'll get points, we'll get the field goal, but it's not as three is not as much as seven, obviously.
I also think they look at it like this. Well, if we go for it and it's on the 3 yard line, well, then they've got to take it back 97 yards too. Like I understand that part of it, okay?
Right. But,
like, come on, man. If Oregon would have played the first half different a week ago, I think they probably would have won the game. That's my point. Like, okay, so we always say, like, oh, that one play doesn't make the difference, right? We say that. And in a lot of cases, it's true. But in a lot of cases, that one play does make the difference. And in that case, to me, you know, a week ago when Oregon loses to Washington late in that ball game, what did they lose by? So if they did take the points,
right,
they're going to win that damn game. So, and to me, that's the most puzzling part of it, Mike. Like, these guys are in a business where it's all about winning, and they're supposed to make good decisions. They're making terrible decisions, and they're losing. But yet they're not getting fired. And you hit the nail on the head with what you said about analytics. Analytics is the crutch. Analytics is the out. Analytics is the reason why you're not going to get fired, man. And to me,
right,
that's just stupidity, bro. Because at a certain point in time, whatever happened to take the points and, like you said, playing field position game, man. Like, come on. This isn't high school football.
Right. And look, even high school football coaches, you know, now, I mean, they're a little bit more analytic driven too, when it's just, no, you got to use common sense here. And you know, you bring up the Oregon game, which that's where I was going with all this. I'm convinced. I'm absolutely convinced if their head coach, Dan Lanning, plays it differently, takes the points, plays a little bit more field position. You're up in Husky Stadium, a tough place to play. You got the crowd against you, the whole thing. The Ducks probably walk out of Seattle and Husky Stadium with a win. Like, I am absolutely convinced of that, and no one's going to tell me otherwise. And you know, I saw Lanning Monday morning, because every college coach, Monday morning, they meet the media, they do their little show, song and dance stuff. And he's talking analytics, and he's talking all this stuff. And I'm like, Lanning, take the points, and you got to win. You don't have to, and you wouldn't have to explain why you screwed up.
Yeah.
You know, and it looked like he didn't even want to take responsibility for it, because he's like, I'd do the same thing over again. I'm like, do you need to hit your head against the wall all the time? Take the point, play field position, let your defense make a play or two, and move on. Like, I think these guys think they're the smartest guy in the room, when in actuality, when they're making these decisions, you and I have both said, it's like stupidity. It's moronic. And it drives, you know, us college football fans a little batty, like you said, because we see it creeping in the NFL. Teams going for it more on fourth down than ever before. So it's one of those things where you just scratch your head, but man, don't try and outthink the room when common sense is staring you right in the face.
All right. So some pretty good games, obviously, you know, throughout the docket on Saturday, and Penn State, Ohio State, I think it lived up to it to a certain degree. And then I also think it was too bad. I really wanted this Drew Eller kid to go out there and have a really solid game, and unfortunately, they were all over him all day long, and he struggled, and Penn State struggled. They couldn't score. Their offense is a little anemic. It doesn't have a lot going on, and they don't go down the field much. Like, they've been able to have ball control. So I think Penn State was a little bit exposed for who they really are, whereas I'll tell you what, man. I think this Ohio State team can withstand just about anything, bro. I'll be honest with you. As much as our buddy MISM in Santa Monica, like, hates the Ohio State, he's always calling them the suck guys or whatever he calls them, whatever it is, okay? Like, dude, they have something going, and they're able to battle, like, with anybody that is put out in front of them. So, to a certain degree, I'm buying into Ohio State quite a bit. What are your thoughts on Florida State? I think that, you know, watching that game, Duke played a great first half, okay? And then their offense was anemic in the second half, and obviously Florida State exploded in the fourth quarter and made that a rout. I don't think it was an 18-point spread. I know that that's the way the game finished, but Duke did control that game for the first half, and then the second half they laid a dud. Like, it just happens. But with that being said, how high are you on Florida State?
I'm kind of lukewarm on Florida State, because I I see them kind of go through periods where they're just not dominating the way I think they should be, because I think they do have talent. I mean that's abundantly clear. I mean they got some dudes on the team they can play. I think Mike Norvell, former, you know, Arizona State offensive coordinator and coach here, you know, I think he's a good coach. I think he's a good offensive mind. But they're a little too up and down for me right now. I do think they're a top 10 team. I mean, don't get it twisted. I don't think they don't deserve to be where they're at. But if they can be a little bit more consistent and not allow teams that I think that are not on their level to play to their level, if that makes sense, then I think Florida State's going to be something to reckon with. Ohio State, I think they learned. I think they have a ton of momentum, and I think they learned a lot about themselves off of that Notre Dame game that they won on the last play. They drove down the field. They made the plays. And let's face it, Ohio State every year has dudes. Like they got guys that play on Sunday, and they got tough dudes no matter what.
A lot of guys, that play on Sunday.
Exactly. And, you know, they have one of the best in Marvin Harrison Jr. And look, yesterday watching that game, I don't know if you heard this, but our favorite guy that does college football, Gus Johnson, called him Maserati Marv. And I'm like,
yes, I did. I heard that. There you go. He was calling him Marvelous Marv. He basically, anytime he touched the ball, he had a different nickname for him, to be honest with you.
Exactly. But I mean, they got guys all over the field, but I think they learned a lot about themselves being able to beat Notre Dame the way they did. And they're a tough football team. They're big. They're strong. They can play physical with you. I do think, and I agree with you, that they expose Penn State for who Penn State really is. I thought Penn State's offense, I mean, basically the whole year, like you said, ball control, but they looked bad yesterday. That offense just looked bad. Plus, the quarterback, like you said, he didn't have really any time to do anything. That defense of Ohio State is legit. As much as people like to lay an egg or just don't like Ohio State, they are who they are, and they're typically a top four team in the country all year long.
No, you're definitely right about that. Hey, let's jump out to the phones really quick. We got MISM. His ears must have been freaking ringing because we mentioned the guy's name, and then all of a sudden, like, boom, he's there, like, beaming him up like Scotty here. So, MISM, that's Mitch in Santa Monica, for those that don't know. And by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can get involved on the conversation. MISM, brother, how are you this morning, dude?
I was doing great, and all of a sudden MJ starts busting out the Ohio State, the Ohio mistake garbage, and I'm just like, oh, geez, I got to go back to bed. You know, I mean, come on now. I'm just trying to get over last night, and I was like feeling off to it. I give you a call, and now I hear the Ohio mistake. Oh, you get, media Mike, Ohio mistake, blah, 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 blah. God, just please, can we just get rid of them already? But seriously, guys. I don't know if you talked about if you talked about MISM, you must have then mentioned to you. But how about that coming off of what probably was one of the two worst back-to-back losses in school history, the first one being probably the replacement of now the look up in the dictionary Joe Pisarcik, and you'll see University of Miami in Cristobal call for not taking a knee, and then the North Carolina game last week, which was pretty much a blowout, but. Clemson? I mean, who saw that one coming? I'm watching this game, and it's just like not even close. I don't even think they had a scrimmage play in Clemson's territory in the first half.
Pretty crazy.
And yet they came back to win that game. It was unbelievable. And
you're out with your starting quarterback. Hold on. That's like when they beat Wisconsin, I think they ran three offensive plays the whole friggin' game, man. Like, come on now. Sometimes that happens. Hey, We're up against a break, so hang tight through the break, MISM. We'll bring you back. We'll bring you back for the beginning of the hour two, so just hang with us through the break. We got to take a pause for the cause. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with our good buddy, MISM, in Santa Monica. Keep it close, everybody.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. We're hanging out with our good buddy MISM. For those that don't know, that's Mitch in Santa Monica. And obviously only a couple minutes left in this segment or in this hour. And I wanted to ask both of you guys a really, really important question. Mike, you're up first. How excited are you for the NBA season, which is about to kick off on October 24th, Tuesday, this coming week? How excited are you for this NBA season, my friend?
I am extremely excited for the NBA season. There's plenty of storylines, but I'm looking forward to my Boston Celtics making a run and beating those nasty Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals, winning the finals, getting Banner 18, you know, with our big four that we have now. But no, in all seriousness, I think it's going to be a great NBA season. I think the East and Andy, you and I have talked about this numerous times. I think it's Milwaukee and Boston and everybody else, and the West is wide open.
All right, MISM, about 15 seconds for you since Mike took all the time there. So how excited are you, my friend?
Amazing. Remember, the season ended last year for the Milwaukee Bucks with Giannis saying that it wasn't a failure and saying, did MJ ever have bad seasons? He wasn't talking about you, Media Mike. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what him and Lillard do to not make the season a failure.
Hey, stick with us through the break. We're going to keep you on for hour number two for a little bit. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, hour two, all about the NFL, baby. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Early Sunday, Egyptian media reported a second convoy of 17 trucks crossed into Gaza. On Saturday, the first 20-truck convoy carrying food, water, and medicine entered the besieged Palestinian enclave for the first time since the start of the war. The U.S. will be deploying more military assets to the Middle East to bolster regional deterrence efforts amid escalating tensions by Iran and its proxy forces across the region. Kenneth Chesbrough, former President Trump's campaign legal advisor, last week opted to accept a plea deal in the Fulton County, Georgia election interference case.
Chesbrough pleaded guilty Friday in the 2020 election subversion case, which involved presenting unauthorized slates of GOP electors in Georgia and six other states.
Have you reviewed the waiver of rights form with your attorney?
I have.
And have you signed it as well?
Yes, I have.
There were speculations from court insiders that he might pursue a deal, especially after one-time Trump attorney Sidney Powell pleaded guilty in the same case Thursday. I'm John Schaefer.
Qatar played a central role in securing the surprise release Friday of an American mother and daughter held hostage by Hamas. Now that Judith Renan and her daughter Natalie are free, the hope is that the release of more captives by Hamas could lead to wider dialogue or mediation aimed at averting a full-scale war, a diplomat with knowledge of the talks told NBC News on Saturday. After the release of the two women, President Biden thanked the government of Qatar and the government of Israel for their partnership in this work in a statement. Some new users of a social media site are going to have to pay up.
Ex-users who open new accounts in the Philippines and New Zealand are now being charged to use the social media site. The ex-platform, formerly known as Twitter, says the $1 yearly charge is a way to fight bot accounts. A bot account is unmanned and does nothing but post all day, usually promoting a product or political narrative. X says they started testing Not a Bot, which is designed to reduce spam and bot activity. I'm Lance Prime.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A difficult and bloody ground assault on the Gaza Strip is still likely in coming days, former Israeli Prime Minister Barak has told NBC News, despite growing anger in the Arab world over a deadly hospital blast that has intensified fears of wider escalation in the region. Barak, who has rare experience of such an operation, said that if the conflict spreads, it could spark a wider war involving more time, toil, sweat, tears, and blood. He maintained, however, that even if that happens, Israel will not be under existential threat, saying, quote, "We don't need another war, but if we have one, then we will fight one, and Israel will win," end quote.
If you don't know what to be this Halloween, don't worry, because the striking actors have some suggestions for you.
As the SAG-AFTRA strike extends into its third month, the Actors Union suggests opting for generic characters rather than costumes inspired by specific movies like Barbie this Halloween. The guidance advises embracing spooky themes like ghosts, zombies, or spiders instead. Furthermore, those choosing costumes based on content affected by the strike are advised not to share photos on social media. I'm John Schaefer.
The judge overseeing former President Trump's New York civil fraud trial fined the former president $5,000 on Friday for violating his gag order, according to a court filing. Judge Arthur Engoron did not hold Trump in contempt, as he threatened to earlier on Friday, but said that future violations, whether intentional or unintentional, could result in possible jail time or steeper financial penalties. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon. And maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Tons to talk about. Week 7 of the NFL is here, baby. Tons of games to dive through. Tons of storylines to talk about. Tons of things to get excited about. Tons of things to get upset about. Man, oh, man, we're going to have a fun hour here, my friend. So buckle up, people, and obviously on the line with us right away to start things out, MISM, Mitch in Santa Monica. So it's going to be a party this hour, fellas. I hope you're ready. I hope you're locked in. I hope you're ready to just give me your best analysis about what's going on in the NFL today. And quite frankly, I think it's all kinds of chaos, man. I think it's coaches making terrible decisions. I think it's players getting banged up and hurt all the time. I mean, nobody can stay healthy in this league right now. We got a ton to talk about, Mike Wilson. We got a ton to talk about.
I mean, look, hey, the best game on the schedule just might be Philadelphia and Miami today in the night game. So, I mean, there's tons to talk about. So let's get to it.
Ravens and friggin' Lions. Everybody's all over the lie downs right now. Come on, man. There's tons of storylines. Are the Lions going to go to the freaking Super Bowl? Are you kidding me? That's what everybody thinks right now. Lions are going to the Super Bowl. Lions are the best team in the NFC right now. At least that's what everybody thinks. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into all this stuff. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson. We got MISM in Santa Monica. We got the Dorf Man. It's a party, people. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Alrighty, people, welcome back in to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. We got our buddy MISM coming on with us. He's in Santa Monica. That's what the whole initials are. That would be Mitch in Santa Monica, for those of you that are a little bit slow. By the way, if you want to call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can hit us up on Twitter or X, whatever the heck that is, man. Just hit us up on it, okay? For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. I know what this is called. It's called Facebook, and we're on there. We're Dorf on Sports. I know what this is called. It's called Instagram, and we're the real Dorf on Sports there. So hopefully I'm not confusing the living daylights out of people. But all right, fellas. Week 7 is here. Like, we're basically halfway through the year, which is crazy in itself. But when you look at some of the storylines for today, guys, let's start with that one that's Sunday night. And the Philadelphia Eagles and the Miami Dolphins. We got Tua. We got Jalen Hurts. We got the Eagles coming off, you know, a bad week, right? We've got the Dolphins coming off of a week where they rebounded. They got it handed to them by the Bills, right? So, like, I guess that this would be their next big test is the Eagles. So, Mike, let me get your thoughts first and foremost, then we'll hit up with MISM. Dolphins, Eagles, who does this game mean more to, Tua or Jalen Hurts?
Ooh, that is a very good question. I would, you know what? I would tend to think Jalen Hurts, because he's the guy that got replaced. He's the guy they had to watch Tua have just a ton of success at Alabama when they were both there. So, you know, I think deep down, both guys have a mutual respect for one another. But I think deep down, I think Jalen wants to show everybody, hey, he may have been the guy or became the guy at Alabama, but I'm the guy in the NFL. I'm the guy that's going to have the better career, that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, like you said, it's about winning games. It's about winning your division, making a playoff run, getting Super Bowl trophies, that whole thing. So I just think this is going to be a great game. I do think in the end, I think Philly's going to be a little bit too much for my Dolphins, but I do think this is going to be a great game.
MISM, Tua, obviously, hold on, let me just set the table for you. Tua is having a fantastic year, okay? And as far as passing the ball, he's got Waddle, he's got Tyreek Hill, and so it makes it kind of easy for him. However, I don't know if both of you guys know this or not, Jalen Hurts has a new target to throw to today as well. That's Julio Jones, guys. I think we forgot about Julio Jones because he hasn't been around for a while. But now he's got Brown, he's got Julio Jones, he's got Smith. Like, dude, Jalen Hurts has a lot of weapons as well, is my point. But right now, the offense, like, and these are the two best offenses in the league, too. And there's a huge gap. Yeah. Like, the Dolphins have, like, 100 yards more a game than the Eagles do. So I think this is a huge measuring stick test for both of these guys to see who has better weapons and who can use them better. So, MISM, setting the table for you. Tua's been unbelievable. Jalen Hurts hasn't been so good. And the Eagles, really, they've kind of coasted to this 5-1 record. We haven't seen them play their best football, whereas I do think we've seen the Dolphins play some of the best football that we're going to see them play. So, with that being said, MISM, where are you on this game? I know you love to hate on the Eagles, but at the end of the day, they got some talent, and they've got themselves a hell of a quarterback. So where are you on these two guys, and where are you on the Philadelphia Eagles?
I think this game means a lot more to Tua and the Dolphins. I mean, you just got to look at the scoreboard. You know, what happened last year? The Dolphins have not really been proven winners for a long time, and the Eagles have been on top for basically the past, you know, handful of years. I mean, they went to the Super Bowl last year, right? You know, I mean, come on now. This is the championship game. So this game means a lot more to Tua and Miami to finally put them back on the map. You know,
I'm right.
The brotherly love, the tush-push that now Philadelphia has, and actually I believe Miami tried and completely failed last week, is kind of like the difference in this season, if you think about it right now. I mean, you can't stop Philadelphia on 4th-and-1. It's absolutely crazy. Now, we've seen that you can stop them on 4th-and-2, but if it's 4th-and-1, that team is unstoppable. And I think that is going to actually vault this team back into be the Super Bowl contender from the NFC. So I think this game means so much more to Tua and the Dolphins to stop that force and to put them back on the map and to prove their dominance that we haven't seen out of a Miami football team in quite some time.
I'm right there with you. I agree with you. I think this game means more to the Dolphins than it does the Eagles. However, there's a big however here, okay? I don't think that the Dolphins are going to have the best record in the AFC. There is an absolute chance that the Eagles will have the best record in the NFC. So they've got to stay on par, obviously, with the 49ers. And yes, that team I talked about earlier, guys, the Detroit freaking Lions, okay? I'm telling you right now, if this thing goes through Detroit, I'm going to like Detroit. And I don't ever like Detroit, okay? So with that being said, I think that's, to me, the biggest key is who has home field advantage. And with that being said, kind of brings me to my next thought. Kansas City playing the Chargers today, okay? This is a huge game for
for the Chargers, if you ask me, okay? Because at the end of the day, we know that the Chiefs are going to be there. They just got Hardman back, by the way, too. I think that'll wind up being a decent move for them. And it doesn't make sense to me that the Jets were just willing to give this guy back to them. So whatever, I ain't mad at you, but certain things don't necessarily make sense to me. But with that being said, Chargers and Chiefs, I think that that is a huge game for the Chargers, and I think it's a big game for the Chiefs in the sense of, obviously, they want to have home field advantage. Do they wind up bringing the Bills back into the mix with this thing? How does that all play out? Because we know that at the end of the day, it's really, really tough to win at Arrowhead that time of the season, okay? So Chiefs and Chargers, does Brandon Staley – my question for you guys on this one, okay, ready for this one? This is kind of the comedy question of the week, boys, okay? How many times does Brandon Staley go for it on fourth down today and put his team in a terrible position? MISM, you're up first.
More than you think. Going for it on fourth down seems to be the trend this year. And like I said, Philadelphia is leading it with their tush push, and everyone's trying to follow suit. I mean, and statistically, it seems like that's the numbers game. So as much as you are haters on it, you got to love when they go for it, and you got to love when teams capitalize and make it. Now, going for it on fourth, like, from your own 30, that's another thing. You know, but going for it from fourth down, you know, when you're probably between the 40s, that's something I think we're going to see is probably maybe 60, 70% of the time now in this league.
I agree with you, but I don't necessarily think it's the right way to go about it. Mike, you're up. How many? What's the over-under? How many times?
Yeah, I was literally about to go. I'm like, all right, Dorf is setting the over-under here with Staley. That's funny. I think it's at least four times. I just think he's who he is. But I do agree that this is a massive game for the Chargers today, because everybody, and Andy, you know this, and Mitch, you know this, everybody seemed like in the preseason or before the season started, they were all over the Chargers. Like, they were all in kind of with the Chargers. This could be the year. This is the Herbert, you know, all that kind of stuff. And they're sitting in third place in their own division at 2-3. And so I think Herbert has to have a big game. I just everything has to go right. You're playing one of the best teams in the league, obviously, today. But San Diego has to have so much go right for them today. But it is a big game for them, because you go from 2-3 to 3-3. That's a little bit different than going from 2-3 to 2-4. And playoffs.
Yeah, they also got this going for them. They're not playing in San Diego anymore, brother.
true. No, yeah.
You think LA's that much better?
Yeah.
No, you think LA's better?
My point is, Mike just called them the San Diego Chargers. So all I'm saying is they're not the San Diego Chargers anymore. They're the LA Chargers. But I'm just messing around. Look. At the end of the day, man, this is a huge game for the Chargers to get to 500, okay? Like, to be 500. It's kind of a joke. We got to take a break. I hear the music. Anyways, we'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the NFL. Week 7 is here, people. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. Hanging out with our good buddy, MISM, who comes to us from Santa Monica. That's the initials, Mitch in Santa Monica. Again, for those of you that are a little bit slow to the take, but hey, we ain't mad at you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on whatever the heck that thing is. I got this sign right now with my arms in an X. So that's what we'll call it, the X. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook is going to be Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, speaking of real, brothers, the Detroit Lions, I do believe, are for real, which is crazy to be talking about, but they're 5-1, man. Like, at the end of the day, Jared Goff got thrown and tossed out of L.A. for Stafford, and he's gone to Detroit, and honestly, he's resurrected his career, guys. Like, it's pretty cool to see this. He has a big one today against the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, and the Ravens have been pretty inept in the red zone. They've been terrible, whereas the Lions are really good in the red zone. So something's got to kind of give here. Let's talk about this, though. Jared Goff, gone to Detroit, done a great job. Campbell has changed the culture there. The Lions believe they can win. They are winning. How much do you believe in the Lions? I want to take MISM first here because he's an NFC Norther for life. So, Detroit Lions, are you starting to buy in and believe in the hype of the Detroit Lions a little bit, MISM?
I am probably not going to buy into anything unless they win a playoff game or two. I mean, think about what have they done. Now, you take away the Kansas City game with the drop pass and that ridiculous interception, and Kansas City potentially blows them out opening night, right? And so they get the win there. They lose to Seattle, and then who have they beat? Atlanta, Green Bay, Carolina, and Tampa Bay. I mean, think about it. So today is their first test, and then what do they have left on their schedule? Vegas, Chargers, Bears, Packers, New Orleans, Bears, Denver, Minnesota, Dallas, Minnesota. Think about it. Are any of those teams above 500 except for Baltimore? I mean, seriously,
They have the cakewalk schedule in history with a team that ended on such a high note. So, you know what? I expect them to win the division. They should win the division. If they don't, they'll just be the lie downs that we know that they are. But, my God, they have a cakewalk into winning that division, into the playoffs, and they need to win one or two playoff games for me to buy into them, because they've done nothing. They've shown me nothing, except that they did go into Green Bay at the end of last year, and with Green Bay controlling their own destiny, Aaron Rodgers last game, beat them at home. You know, everything was right there for the Packers to move on, and they stepped up. Okay, great. And you listen, by the way, home field advantage in a dome, I don't buy that. Home field advantage outdoors in the cold when you're a dome stadium, I buy that. Sure. The argument, oh, Mitch is Santa Monica. Well, then what happened to the Packers? Let's not worry about the Packer game. But that's pretty much usually a proven fact. So I'm not buying into them until they win a playoff game, which has been how long, Media Bike?
Long time.
Forever.
Long time. Okay, so yeah. So just a yeah. couple things.
By the way, at that point when I went to Media Mike, he did that thing like in your open where he goes, blah, 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 jaw-dropping thing. By the way, at Media Mike, doesn't Andy have the best opening music of any talk radio host on the air today?
Hey,
I mean, seriously, the bone crunching effect and that jaw dropping. Blah, 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 blah. I always think of Media Mike just going blah, 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 every time I stop talking.
I love it. Okay, so a couple things that I want to get to before I let Mike address it. Okay, so I want to pick apart a little bit what you were saying. So they beat the Chiefs 21-20 on the road. They lost to the Seahawks 37-31. That's their one lone loss of the year. And then you're talking about them beating the bottom feeders, which is true. Okay, I'm not disagreeing with you. But they beat the Falcons 20-6. Okay, so they didn't give up any points. Their defense was pretty damn good. They beat the Packers 34-20. Again, the defense held them down pretty well. They beat the Panthers 42-24, and then they just beat the Buccaneers again 20-6. So again, all I'm trying to say, like to your point, they play who's on their schedule, okay? And yes,
right.
They've beaten some teams that we look at and we're not that impressed. However, they're not beating them close. They're beating them. The close game was against Kansas City. That was on the road. The close game against Seattle on the road, like, that's expected, right? But I don't necessarily think we expect them to blow teams out. They have blown the teams out that they should blow out, in my humble opinion. So with that being said, you don't have to buy into them. But all I'm trying to tell you, and based on what you said with their schedule, they're going to have a good record. So with that being said, that gives them confidence to go out there and play at a high level. They can do that against anybody, is my point. And to your point, they're going to get an opportunity to do it against the Baltimore Ravens today on the road, which, by the way, let me tell you this too, the Detroit Lions are 3-0 on the road, bro. So it's not easy to win football games first and foremost, but it's definitely not easy to win football games on the road. So with that being said, I am buying into the Detroit Lions a little bit, and I do think that they have something going. Mike, go ahead.
Look, for me, it is kind of, it's still a little bit of wait and see, and I understand where Mitch is coming from. With the whole, you know, what have they done? You know, and I always say, I'm like, you haven't done it till you've done it, right? But on the same, two things can be simultaneously true. They are learning how to win. And like Andy said, they are gaining confidence. And at the same time, for me, it's, okay, if you lock up against San Francisco, or you lock up against Philly in the playoffs, there's my measuring stick. Two of the best teams, have you arrived? If you can take on those teams, and even if you lose, but you lose close, that shows me something. But if they win, obviously that shows me something completely different. But I'm a little wait and see, but I understand where both of you are coming from in terms of not exactly buying into them and buying into them at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be something fun to watch throughout the rest of the season, but records don't lie to a certain degree. They play right. The teams that are in front of them. So to Mitch's point, yeah, they've got a weak schedule, but they're playing it pretty well. Okay, so I want to ask you something that's a little bit more near and dear to you, Mike Wilson, than it is to MISM and I, but that's the Pittsburgh Steelers, okay? So their defense is stout. Their defense is stout. Their offense is shaky. They're playing a Rams team today that, you know, has been average. Like, they're 3-3. The Steelers are 3-2. So sometimes the Rams are decent, and sometimes the Rams are not so great. But the Steelers, man, like, I always talk about Mike Tomlin doing such a great job with less. Like, what is the ceiling for your Steelers? Are they a threat in the division? Yes or no?
Oh, I think they're a threat in the division. Look, the whole narrative of Mike Tomlin doing more with less, I get it, I understand it. But when you take a look at what he has on offense this year, his line is not that great, but he does have guys at the skill positions. I still believe in Coach Kenny Pickett. They got George Pickens out there. They got Deontay Johnson. They got Najee Harris. They got Pat Freiermuth at tight end. They got a tight end behind him. They have weapons. The problem with that most Steeler fans have is with the offensive coordinator, Matt Canada. Like, they want, and most of us want him gone. His offense is predictable. It's boring. It's not really creative or innovative. I think the problems with Pittsburgh lie with Matt Canada in his play calling, not necessarily the players that they have out there on offense for them.
All right. Yeah, no, I hear the music, so we got to take a break. We'll come back, guys, and we'll do what we do, which is go through every game, we'll give our analysis, and we'll see whose picks are better than the other guy's picks, I guess, at the end of the day. So keep it close, everybody. We're going to come back and do what we think will happen throughout the rest of the day in the NFL. He's MISM. We got Mike Wilson. And then you got me, Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Alrighty, people. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our good buddy, M-I-S-M, who's in Santa Monica. That's Mitch in Santa Monica, for those that don't know. At this time, we go through the games. We give you what we think may or may not happen. And take it for what it's worth. Raiders playing the Bears today, fellas. The Bears without Justin Fields. Got some guy starting who I have no idea. The Raiders have Jimmy G or whoever the heck they've got. They've got a disgruntled Davante Adams. Like, there's just – it's not good. But they do have Max Crosby who wreaks all kinds of havoc. And quite frankly, I'm with him on this one. He has this triangle. I don't know if you guys know about this, but he has this triangle piece on his helmet. And allegedly, it's a problem with the NFL. However, it's really meaningful to Max Crosby, and it's about his sobriety and him being able to be a good guy and this and that and the other. And so I think he's going to have a meeting with Roger Goodell about this whole situation. But at the end of the day, man, like, that dude is a beast on the field, and he is so fun to watch. And at the end of the day, if that's how this guy can get through tough times in his life, like, I don't think there should be a problem with this. That being said, I got the Raiders, baby. Who you got, Mike?
Oh, I got the Raiders today. Yeah, I just think it's Raiders all day today. The Bears are a mess right now.
MISM?
No, I think the one win that the Bears have over Washington was an anomaly, and I'm all over the Raiders. I don't care who's behind center. Raiders have this one, absolutely.
All right, we got three people on them. Okay, Browns, Colts, Deshaun Watson back in the lineup. Gardner Minshew leading the way because obviously Richardson out for the rest of the year with that shoulder problem. I actually think the Colts are probably better with Gardner Minshew, but they're playing the Browns. They got a really tough defense. I like the Browns to get it done on the road today, fellas. Mike, who you got?
Yeah, no, I got the Browns as well. Deshaun being back, Minshew back there. That defense for the Browns is legit. I'm going with the Browns.
MISM?
Make it three-way. I'm going with the Browns as well.
Bills playing the Patriots. It's been absolutely terrible for Bill Belichick and the Patriots this year. Some of, like, his worst losses in his history and this and that and the other. And then you got the Buffalo Bills coming to town. I don't think it gets a whole heck of a lot better because Josh Allen and the Bills are pretty hungry to go out there and prove to the league and everybody else that they're ready to take the next step and be a Super Bowl contender. I think they went huge in New England today, MISM. Who you got first? We'll go with you this time.
Let me say this. When do you think you would ever predict that we would have gone 43 minutes talking NFL Sunday football, and this is the first time we've talked about the Patriots? It's kind of sad what's happened there. Bills all the way.
Good call on that. Mike, who you got?
Look, I got the Bills all day today. The Patriots, I mean, look, that's like eating Taco Bell late at night. It's not going to end up well today for the Bills or anything like that. So, yeah, I got Buffalo today.
Yeah, I haven't had Taco Bell late night in a long time, probably
because of what you just said. I don't want to have a mess the next morning, my friend. So good call on that. Commanders playing the Giants. Neither one of these teams are any good. However, I think the Commanders are a little bit better than the Giants. And the Giants, no Danny Jones again, right? But Tyrod Taylor actually looks okay, if you ask me. Like, he isn't that bad. But I'm going to take the Commanders to get it done on the road. Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I got the Commanders today. The Giants, just like the Patriots, they're a mess right now with no Danny Dimes. So,
MISM?
Without question, the Commanders will be bringing the Diablo sauce and dousing it all over the Giants.
Falcons and Buccaneers. Look, this Desmond Ridder guy has been anything but good. He's been really bad. And quite frankly, Baker Mayfield has been all right. I actually like this Tampa Bay Buccaneer team. I actually think they're probably the best in their division, which isn't saying a lot. However, they have a good defense. I think the Buccaneers make it really, really tough on Desmond Ridder today. I like the Buccaneers to get it done at home, fellas. Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I'm actually going to roll with the Buccaneers today. I think they're decent, but yeah, the Bucs today.
MISM, who you got?
Well, after going 14-2 last year and winning my pick'em pool last week, this is a tough one, but I'm going with Buccaneers.
Lions playing the Ravens, man. I think this is obviously one of those games that it's appointment television. The Lions are the talk of the league. The Ravens are we keep wanting them to be the talk of the league, and we keep wanting Lamar Jackson to be the next best thing. I'm going to take the Lions on the road, guys. I just think they got too much offense, and they're just gelling. I think the Ravens struggle in the red zone. I think the Lions are going to hit them with something they haven't seen in a while, and Jared Goff is going to shine today over Lamar Jackson. I got the Lions winning on the road. Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I got the Lions as well. So, yeah, for all the same reasons, Dorf.
MISM?
Lamar Jackson, 15-1 in his career against the NFC and 7-0 at home. I think he's got the NFC's number. I know past performance isn't necessarily going to tell you what's going to happen later on this Sunday, but I think Detroit's going to find reality today. I'm taking the Ravens.
I like it. Steelers playing the Rams. All right, so like I said, both these teams are basically 500. Steelers are above 500. Could go back to 500 if they lose against the Rams today. But I'm going to say the Steelers get it done on the road. I think their defense is just really, really good, man. Like, their defense can score. Their offense just needs to make a play or two. I'm going to take the Steelers to get it done on the road. Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Steelers. Look, defense travels. Good defenses travel. So I think they're going to get it done today against the Rams, even though I think this is going to be a close game, though. Close game.
MISM, it's your local squad there. Not necessarily the team you root for, but the local squad. So who you got, Steelers or Rams?
Bad offenses also travel. Their red zone percentage is terrible this year for Pittsburgh. Rams by two scores.
Wow, I like it. Okay. Cardinals playing the Sea Chickens, as people like to say here. But I think the Seahawks are a pretty good football team, quite frankly. You know, Geno Smith got tossed out of New York, and bam, look what he's doing in Seattle. Everybody thought he was washed up. Pete Carroll takes him and rejuvenates his career and makes him a pretty solid quarterback for the Seahawks. I got the Seahawks winning this one. MISM, who you got?
I love the Seahawks. I think, you know, I can never count Pete Carroll out. You know, I love the Seahawks. I somehow just maybe some past, but I still love them.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I got the Seahawks. I've been on that sea chicken bandwagon all year. I'm going to ride with them today.
All right, the worst game on the docket of the day, fellas, and I'm not kidding. I'm being honest with you as far as records go. We have the 2-3 Green Bay Packers playing the 1-5 Denver Broncos in Denver, Colorado. Look, man, I don't trust either one of these teams as far as I can throw them. And with my bad knees, I shouldn't be throwing anybody. So with that being said, I got to go with my home squad, man. I got to take the Green Bay friggin' Packers to figure out a way to get a W. It's been up and down the last couple few weeks. I think Aaron Jones will be playing today. I do think that makes a huge difference for Jordan Love and the guys. I'm going to take the Packers on the road against the lousy, dysfunctional, unhappy Denver Broncos. MISM, who you got?
Game that Berkeley Max and I were supposed to be at. Instead, we're going to be at the Rams game in 2 weeks in Green Bay. I've got the Packers. It's a must win, I think, for Jordan Love and the Pack.
Mike?
No, I absolutely agree. I'm going to roll with the Pack today, but I do think, like Mitch, this is an absolute must win for the team and Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, if they have any hopes of being in the postseason, I agree with you. And right now, that looks like a long shot. Okay, Chargers at the Chiefs. We talked about this one. This is a huge game for the Chargers, but at the end of the day, man, I think Patrick Mahomes is just that dude. He's that guy, and he ain't going to lose to Justin Herbert and the Chargers, and they're not going to give up their home field advantage throughout this season. Like, they're the champs, guys. It's like, come on, we're not even really talking. You talked about the Patriots, MISM. We're not talking about the champs enough, in my humble opinion. So you know what? I'm gonna talk about the champs today. I got the Chiefs letting the Chargers know who's in charge, and I think it's the Chiefs that are in charge. I got the Chiefs, Mike. Who you got?
No, it doesn't matter where the Chargers are, San Diego or L.A. today. It's going to be the Chiefs all day. They're going to show the Chargers who's your daddy kind of thing. I think this is a blowout, actually.
MISM?
I think the 5-1 Chiefs are probably the most underrated 5-1 team out there, even though they're defending champions. We haven't talked about them much because they got beat at home first week, and they thought they were done, and they squeaked and 5 victories in a row. Chiefs all day long.
All right, fellas, the game maybe of the day, if it's not the Lions and the Ravens, right, or the Chiefs and the Chargers, maybe it's the Dolphins and the Eagles and Tua and Jalen Hurts and the bevy of weapons that both of those dudes have at their disposal. I might shock you guys. I might shock you. I think I'm going to take the Dolphins to get it done on the road against the Eagles. I just feel like that offense is so electric and so fun to watch. It's a little finesse, and I know the Eagles are going to try to punch him in the mouth. But for some weird reason, I'm going to take the Dolphins to get it done on the road. And after this week, I think the Eagles figure things out, and they say, you know what? They look themselves in the mirror, and they say, we've coasted. We got to get serious about this. Dolphins are winning this one on the road. Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I got the Eagles. I'm going against my fins, but I'm going with the Eagles, Andy, for the same reason that you just said, that they look at today as, let's get it. We've been cruising. We've been kind of on cruise control. Let's get it done, and they do. It's a close one, but the Eagles get it.
MISM, who you got?
Andy Dorf going against his adopted hometown of Philadelphia. No one pushes a tush better than the Eagles. Eagles.
I love it. All right, so we got one more to talk about, guys, and that's the Monday Nighter, where I believe Christian McCaffrey will be out there, but Deebo Samuel won't be out there, out for at least a couple weeks, playing the Vikings, who have been not on the right side of things this season. I'm going to take the 49ers to get it done on the road. MISM, who you got?
I do not believe in the Vikings. The Vikings never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. 49ers all the way.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, no, I got the 49ers. They're going to be all ticked off after last week's debacle, and they're going to take it out on the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, we really didn't talk much about that either, which was, you know, the first time we saw Brock Purdy and the 49ers have some adversity. And quite frankly, I think when you lose your two best players, like, it's really, really difficult to come back from that. So at the end of the day, I'm not shocked that they went down last week. I think I'm more shocked at how it went down versus anything, because they were so banged up. And at the end of the day, if you think about it, we wouldn't be talking about this if they made that little field goal at the end of the game. They lost by 2 points. So it is what it is. I know we're up against the break. So we'll take the break. We'll come back and we'll do what we always do, fellas, which is called parting shot. So get your thoughts and get your opinions for your parting shot and have it on your mind for when we get back. But good analysis, fellas. I like that. Good stuff. Good stuff all around. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll do the parting shots like we do. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf hanging out with MISM, who's with us from Santa Monica. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, which, by the way, each and every week we are live for your listening pleasure from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks so that you know when to check us out. Okay, fellas, at this time we do what is called parting shots. We got three of us to get in, so let's do a quick, fast, and in a hurry. Mike, you're up first, brother.
Hey, my shout out goes to the NBA. Here we go. I think it's going to be a great season. I think it's going to be a fun season. We got lots of storylines, new faces, different places. Here we go. Go Boston.
I love it. All right. MISM, you're up, partner.
Parting shot. Well, first of all, thank you guys for letting me hang out with you this hour. It's been always fun to do that, and glad we can do it and get ready for the game. So my parting shot, well, right now I got to part with some late-night Taco Bell. On Wisconsin, let's go Miami, and go Pats, go!
I
get the brats. I gotta make some room for brats.
Yeah, where are the brats? You usually have those things and locked and loaded with the beer and this and that and the other, bro. So kind of disappointed.
He's not locked and loaded anymore.
Yeah. All right, so my parting shot, I got a couple of them, okay? First and foremost, like Mike, I'm super excited for the NBA season, man. It's literally right around the corner. The Bucks went out. They got Dame Lillard. I haven't been overly impressed with what I've seen in the preseason. They got 5 months to figure it out. The postseason is when you need to be playing your best basketball. Hopefully that will be the case. Getting to the NFL today, just enjoy some of the best athletes in the world going out and doing what they do and keeping us off the streets and entertained for the next 6 or 7 or 8 hours. Have an awesome day, everybody. Stay out of trouble. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. For Mike, Mitch, Robert, peace, everybody. Take care.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.